when you're married, you get an opportunity to be a little more humble, get an opportunity to be a little less wise in your own eyes, and you grow a little more mature. And that does not happen by you and your wife being on a beach in Cancun and enjoying the scenery and all the pleasant times in life. How that happens is through friction, disagreements, working it out, repenting, changing your way of thinking. You grow in grace. And the Lord says, don't despise my discipline. Learn from your mistakes and grow and change as your mind is transformed. And one of the things I love about the church, like a marriage, is that some of my wrong ways of thinking and my bullheadedness and my pride get exposed because of you people and my interactions with you. And you're asking questions and you calling me out on things and things that kind of irritate me. And then I grow because of that. I'm a little less prideful, a little more humble, a little less confident in my own strength because of you. Iron only sharpens iron if it's there. Iron that is not there does not get sharpened. It is dull. And so as we give ourselves to fellowship with each other and we kind of get in the nitty-gritty and the irritating moments of relationship, I just want to remind you and encourage you, this is where the good stuff happens. How many of you would look back in your marriage and actually say, yeah, that was really hard, but I'm so thankful we went through that because we've been changed because of that. In difficulty in relationships, and when people say things or do things or whatever that's not your flavor, not who you like or what you like, or they're snarky or whatever it is, that's the good stuff. Hang in there. Be there for them in their weakness. They need you. They need you to intercede for them because you're actually having discernment about what's going on in their heart that's not right. Your job is not to ridicule, talk them down, anything like that, or to talk behind their back. Your job is to be there for them and intercede primarily and get them focused on Jesus best you can so that they're changed from glory to glory. The church is a beautiful thing, and the hard work of relationships is just that. Hard work. But hang in there, church.